a little cold, a little dark, but cover of darkness practice. I like it. You know, that's pretty good. Maybe we should try it again. But, no, the guys, it's good to have everybody back. I think it's it was a spirit of practice, first time being back out there, guys competing, moving around, running around, so that was good. It's good to get everybody back. Everybody's back safely. And I think that's the most important thing I think about as a head coach, you know, when the guys are gone, just that they return safely and everybody's okay and there's no late-night phone calls or anything like that. So wasn't any of those. But, again, it's good to have everybody back. We got a big game this week, starting preparations today. But it was just good to get back on the grass after being gone for a little while. Anything?
Anything new on RG3 or who your starter will be?
Not yet. No, it's too soon. I will let you know that. We've, you know, went out there for an hour. So we're just knocking off the rust from being gone. We got to get, you know, game preparations this week, and I'll know more then.
You said you guys were going to do some self-scouting for the bye. Did anything jump out at you?
A lot. We're not where we need to be right now. You know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. We got some work to do in all three phases. You know, offensively, we're not running the ball as well. Not protecting the quarterback. And that's a unit issue. It's not just the line. I'll be first to tell you that. That was very apparent to me watching the tape. You know, we got to do some things better that way. I think our defense has improved over the last several weeks. I think they're doing a good job of, you know, people are still kind of moving the ball on us, but we're forcing people to kick field goals, still to score touchdowns. So that's improvement. I think the secondary calmed down more. The ball wasn't going over our head. We still got to take the quarterback down. We're not doing that as well. Got to get more turnovers on defense. So there were some things that were very glaring, you know, on all three sides. You know, our special teams, you know, I think Duke's done an admirable job back there returning punts, but there's more to get, you know, in that phase. And obviously we've had some disappointments with some of our kicks, you know. So we have some, like I keep saying, some tremendous work to be done, and that's the challenge to our coaches. I think the coaches did a good job during the time of the self-scouting and seeing where the issues are, and we're going to set out to correct them over the next 4 weeks.
Game, do you think maybe you'll put Corey back there a little bit?
There's potential that can happen, yes. You know, I'm not, you know, again, I mean, Corey is very talented. We love to see him go back there and catch him. But, again, you know, he's such a huge part of what we do on offense. But I'd like to get him back there before the season's out just so he can do it.
I'm sure it's easier to find those problems and to fix those problems, mm-hmm. especially only four games left. But are there a couple areas you're focused on thinking, okay, this is where we can make big strides in these last four games?
Yeah, I think if we can just honestly just play consistently, you know, consistent football, you know, down in and down out, you know, just as a unit in all three phases. Sometimes it's this guy here, that guy there, you know, and for different reasons, you know. It's part of the game. But our you know, mantra as coaches is we gotta play as a unit. And one guy makes a huge difference to how the play looks or how an outcome will be or any of that. So everybody's just got to do their job better, you know, from top to bottom. And I'm sure that's what was echoed in every meeting today, you know, that we got to continue to raise the bar a little bit. And it doesn't matter what the situation is. You know, this is pro football, you know. So when we walk out there, we got to be at our best all the time. Not that I don't think our guys are trying their best. I just think technically, fundamentally, there's some things that we can do a little bit better to have the outcome be better than what it's been.
So now you kind of fit in another change on the offensive line. I mean, how?
You feel sorry for me? No.
I do.
Don't. No, don't. That's just part of it. You know, again, I appreciate you saying that. But at the same time, it's been what the season's been, you know. So I'm not, you can't worry about it. You know, you got to stick the next guy out there and fight like heck and try to get better, you know. And again, the guys that walk in there, hopefully they can do the job and they will accept the challenge. I know our guys are going to try their tails off, and that's all you can ask for. Well, he has a foot, you know, he has a foot issue that he's dealing with, and we'll know more as we go.
Get away during the bye. Wondering what this last week was like for you, and did you get away, and what kind of things did you reflect on?
A day and a half. No, not very much. I mean, what I reflected on was the self-scout. You know, it wasn't very pretty. You know, I haven't had one of those kind of self-scouts in a long time. I don't know if maybe ever. There's some things we need to do better, and we got to do them better fast, you know, to kind of have the result that we want. It's very obvious why we're not where we are, and I think we got to continue to strive to get there. My charge was to try to find a way to get us there as fast as we can. And I spent a lot of time here by myself with some other guys, some other interns that were up there walking around, a lot of time in my office trying to find a way. And I think, you know, I found some answers to some things that we needed, that I needed to find out. And I think we can get better. The biggest thing that, again, from an offensive standpoint, that I think that I've been remiss in making sure we do better is the turnovers. You know, we have way, way too many turnovers. And obviously we've gotten our quarterback hit a lot. And that's not just the line. It's everybody has a role in that. And we got to do that better. You know, I haven't been a person that where the quarterbacks gets taken down that much. But for whatever the reason is, we're dealing with that now. So we got to get better. And there's no excuse for it. We just got to protect better. And we got to do some things fundamentally better. And then on defense, well, like I said, I see improvement. I see us slowing the run game down a little bit. I see us not having the ball go over our head as much. That was very apparent to me watching the tape, as much tape as I watched. And special teams, I watch, you know, some consistency in some places and some inconsistency in some others. So I spent my time trying to figure out how we can, you know, put Band-Aids on some things and do some things better. And I think, I give a lot of kudos to our staff because they did a lot of the work. I just had to do a lot of the watching, so that was tough.
Josh McCown has been someone who has released the ball pretty quickly. You know, even he's been sacked, I think, 11 times in his last five quarters. Given that, do you have some reservations about possibly putting Robert behind this protection? I know it's not just the line, but just the protection in general, given that, you know, he hasn't been out there. He might not be able to play as fast since he doesn't know the offense as well. Or, I mean, is that part of the decision-making?
I think all of that goes into it, Mary Kay. I think, you know, again, until we practice and start truly working towards the game plan, do I, you know, have a sense of that? But will all that go into consideration? Yes, it will. I think everything is open for discussion because, again, we want to protect all of our players as much as we can, and we don't ever want to put a guy in a situation where he's not ready to perform. So hopefully if it is Robert, he's ready. If it's Josh, if it's Cody, you know, Kevin, all of them, you know, they'll be prepared and ready to play, and we'll know more about that as we go through the week.
Two more.
I'm not going to really go into that. I think, you know, I'm surprised those kind of things get out personally, you know. But that's the way of social media in the world, I guess, right now. I think whatever was said, and, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. I think any time you talk about your vision and what you're trying to do, I think all those things are positive. But, you know, obviously it's in a negative situation right now. We're not doing as well as we like. You know, we're a 0-12 football team, so it's the reality.
If you with a guy like Jonathan Cooper,
since he's a top 10 pick, is there always a hope that he shows that and that he becomes a player that somebody thought he was?
Absolutely. You know, that's what he's here for. You know, get another opportunity, and we'll see, you know, if he'll go out there and do what he's capable of doing. You know, I think that's what this league's about, you know, opportunity, a chance, and when you get one, you got to make the most of it. So hopefully if that is his opportunity this week, he'll go out and play well.
Last one. Ask you about Marvin Lewis and your friendship with him, and I know you won't talk this week, but he's probably not having the kind of year he expected either. Are you almost supporting him as much as you talk as he's supporting you?
No, he got a lot of years under his belt, so he's on his own with that. No, obviously we've been there for each other. You know, he's a tremendous football coach, a great friend, and, you know, sometimes these years happen, you know. It's unfortunate. You know, I'm sure they want it better, expect it better, but they're in the situation they're in too. But, you know, mine is more dare than his, so I'm more worried about myself than him right now, that's for sure.
Or did you answer his?
I'm sorry?
You said last week when you had to delete all those texts, Was his one of them, or did you answer his?
Oh, no, I will always answer his. And, again, I want to give a shout-out to my man Mike Zimmer. I know he's going through a tough time right now with the retina situation, and we've talked and exchanged text messages and pictures, and I hope he's doing good. You know, he's a tremendous football coach, and it's tough whenever you see any of your colleagues go through certain things, you know, but hopefully he'll be up and running again. I heard he's back with his football team. I'm sure he is, because there's no other place he would rather be than doing that. So I hope he's doing well.